Hello, Thomas here.
Yes, hey Thomas, it's Steve Wilson from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Please tell me, is it a good time? Can we talk right now?
Yes, it is. This is my lunch break, so I still have my day job. And but yeah, usually at around noonish. It's a good time. And what time is it? Is it there for you?
We are at the same time zone. It's the Pacific time here, so it's 12 here.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. Sure. But yeah, let's move on with the project. And so, because I've been very busy, but it seems like. When you're working on your business and your personal life and all these other things seem to jump in the way of trying to complete your project too.
That's right.
I've been having to balance everything, and get work done in every area.
Exactly. Need to take care of everything at the same time.
And everything is asking for attention.
That's right.
But to move forward on the project, so I sent you another version, and I'm now, because I did add those four chapters, this version is the story is now complete. The story.
All right. With the new and old, both mythologies.
Yes. Yes, because this has both the wizard Odion and Toten together, so story's done. So I'm not
Perfect.
going to alter that. But formatting, we still need to set, formatting and then illustrations, because I ended up taking out a lot of illustrations.
I have checked the revised manuscript and saw that you have removed six illustrations from there because it was 20 before, and I have counted them again in the new manuscript, and it seems like there are 14 illustrations now.
I took out significant illustrations where, I didn't I, because this is a novella. Just so just to understand the Martin how when I was when I was growing up, I read novels. I read my favorite author was Stephen King. And I read a lot of Stephen King, and then I also read the author Anne Rice, the interview, the Vampire Chronicles. I read Anne Rice, and then if another author is Terry Brooks. I read a lot of Terry Brooks. He was sort of Shannara, the Shannara series of books, and those were my, some of my favorite authors, and they wrote novels. They wrote big books, like there were 300 to 500 page books. And I remember, growing up reading those books, but now I go, if I wrote a novel that big, and even if I wrote one, and I handed that to myself, I'd be like, oh, wow, this is a pretty big book, and I'll get around to reading it, but it'll take a while. And I'm trying to write books for this generation, for the millennials, where my books aren't the volume, the size of, these older novels that are 300 to 500 pages. My novels, I want to be around 100, 100 and a little more than 150 to 200 pages, but the same content as like a 300 to 500 page book, because I want to write for the millennials now who don't, this isn't, if I hand a millennial, a younger person, a book, they're not going to be intimidated by this big novel. They're going to see my book and be like, okay, this is only a couple hundred pages, they'll read it. you know.
Yep, totally makes sense. I totally got your point. Because if they see that it's going to be a 400, 500 pages novel, it's going to be a very long, it's going to take a lot of time to read it. So they're probably just going to ignore it. But if it's going to be between 100 to 200, so it's going to be easier for them. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For this generation. Now, our generations, we're used to reading those size books, you know. So we didn't have no issue with that. But I think the newer generation, you know, we live in a very fast-paced world now with 30-second sound bites, you know, texting. You know, we hardly when was the last time you wrote a real letter, you know, unless it was something legal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't write, and I don't think we read at the same length that we used to. And so I'm trying to write for more of this generation to actually get to the millennial market and the older generation, too, that we just have faster lives where if I hand you a book, you know, 200 pages, you're most likely to probably read it and start it. But if I got this 500-page book, you'll be like, okay, yeah, I'll start it, but it may be a while before you finish it. Where my book, you're going to get through it pretty quick. You know, you're going to be through it in a couple of weeks, a month, maybe even faster. You know, and that's the kind of marketing I'm thinking of. Does that sound correct for today in our market right now? And
yep, that totally sounds right, and we can surely work on that. That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I want to write for the current market and the current generation of people. You know that I'm going to give myself the best. I'm a great example. You know, is. You know, when I was a kid, I loved baseball. I loved going to baseball games, and my father would take me to baseball games. And we would get there at the very beginning and stay to the very end. Mm-hmm. And that might have been 4 hours, you know, a long time. Now, I don't have the patience to watch baseball that long. I still like baseball, but I don't watch until like the fifth or sixth inning because I just don't have the patience anymore and or the time to do that. So I've become more of the younger generation was like, I just don't have the patience to do that any longer. I don't have the time anymore. And can you give it to me in a little more compact, you know, faster fashion, you know, than what was the old school, you know? So, but that's why I'm kind of going on. With marketing and how I'm writing my book is I'm writing it for the younger generation, this generation gets their market, but the older market will, once again, you know, pick up my book for this almost the same reason, where it's like, hey, I want a story, but I don't have enough time to commit to this 400, 500-page book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm just trying to make. Okay, so... This keep going, you know, the illustrations, the version I gave you at this point, because I have a version in front of me. Now, I used Totan, you know, I took the cover, and I used Totan's, his portrait. I took that portrait picture, and I cut it out, and you can see how I put it in the book. But we still need illustrations for Memphis and for the Khufu ships, and this the other... And for sure, for the Chariot Surprise, that's actually showing, that's like a battle plan that, you know, needs to be shown. Some of these things I decided were too significant to take out, that they needed to really be there. But there was a lot of illustrations that could be removed. That I don't need all that. And also, I use, like I said, my authors, Stephen King, Anne Rice, Terry Brooks. I have their books, and I look at their books, and I go, hey, I want my book to look like a Stephen King book, you know, or Anne Rice, you know, as a published book would look. And, you know, and that's why, and I use Microsoft Publisher, and I've been publishing it and getting the title and everything, so it looks just like a book that will be published, just like Stephen King, just like Anne Rice, just like any other published book I've been benchmarking and not copying, but using those as my, hey, this is what my published book should look like, you know, by using these these published books, and that's what I do. Okay, I think we're good. I have a checklist here. I'm going down the list. We did story. We did the illustrations. Next, I'm going to move on because there's a few things we need to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about I want to talk about this. Now, this is now intellectual property rights and copyright. So I want to discuss about copyrights. And I have, if you see here, I actually have a copyright, a real copyright from the United States. But I don't want this page. I need to learn. I don't know. I know if I look at other books, but how to put a reference to this, not the whole page, but how do I, put this? Let me grab a book here, an actually published book, because how I need to learn how do I put the legal information, because all the I'm going to need, like the illustrator, who's the illustrator who did the cover? Because I need to give them credit, legal credit in the book as well. Uh-huh. Yeah, here it is. It's a page. I'm looking at Anne Rice, one of Anne Rice's books. But like she says, like here, copyright, Anne Rice, and then all rights reserved, all this legal information, all rights reserved under the International Pan-American Copyrights Conventions, and then Library of Congress, I want to make sure, she even says cover design, and she has the people listed here. I'm gonna need to do this page, all my legal, and she even has an ISBN number here. So it's the copyright in Rice, all rights reserved, and then the Library of Congress manufactured, and then the cover design. I'm gonna need assistance doing that.
I totally
and
got
I'll
it.
Need,
so please tell me that you already have the copyrights, right?
Yes, I have a
so
library
what you
of require,
you also have the LCCN number?
I do. I have that.
Perfect. So you just require the ISBN number for all of the formats.
Oh, no, not ISBN. Not ISBN. I have not. I'm just talking about copyright, not ISBN.
No, I'm just asking. Like, you do require the ISBN number. You don't have the ISBN, right? Or you do have?
No, I do. I do not have that. I will need assistance with or with that.
Perfect. So there is going to be a page in the book that includes the copyright, ISBN, LCCN, everything over there, as you are already seeing in a book that you already have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be the same way. You
okay.
just like need to provide us the LCCN, the Library of Congress number, the copyright document. And we're going to add it in the book.
Yes. And I'll need that to do all the legal, that legal page in the book. And then,
yep.
Okay. And we'll do that. We'll do that as we get real close to really, truly publishing, because we'll need the ISBN numbers. And then, I do want to ask who did the cover art for the cover page? Who?
It's Josh who did the cover art.
Okay, because I'll need to put him. I mean, I'll have to put, I'll have to put that down here. And for illustrations, I'll need to put his name. So I'll need or whoever who's the illustrator, I'll need to put a reference for them.
All right, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to make sure we get the legal page. And then I'm also going to have, and I'm still working on this, but every book has a dedication page. Like Anne Rice here has, this book is dedicated with love to Stan Rice and Karen O'Brien. I'm still working on my dedication page. It's not, I haven't decided who I'm going to dedicate it to or how I'm going to do that. So I'll give you the dedication page a little further down in the process because I haven't
Perfect.
Right.
And there's also going to be an acknowledgement page.
Yes, an acknowledgement page. Yes, that's okay. Yes. But I'm still working on that.
Uh-huh. No worries. Till the team is working on the editing and formatting of the book, you can work on the dedication and the acknowledgement page. And once you are done, you can just simply share the files with me and you get included in the final manuscript.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Because I haven't quite, decided on that. Yeah.
All right. And Thomas, please tell me, is the book cover finalized or does it require any editing?
It is now finalized. I really thank you. I really appreciate this. This looks wonderful. I really like it. And the few people I have shown it to have given me very good feedback that they like it as well. So, yes, it is finalized.
Sounds perfect. So what about the rest of the illustrations?
What I did, because, I use, I just copy and paste things. But I did copy and paste the chariot. I replaced the chariot in the back. You won't need to make another chariot because I just used the cover page and copied and pasted that in for the chariot. But the other illustrations I will need.
All right. And you have also mentioned in your previous email about the ISBN and the audiobook. The marketing.
Yes. Let's discuss. There's a couple topics. So let's discuss. Let's discuss ISBNs now.
So for the ISBN. Yeah, go ahead.
I was told here, I actually was told by someone, for ISBNs, here we go. Oh, dang it. Let me try to hit this website. Because, here we go. Yeah. It's. Okay. I was told about this website. You probably know it. It's called Bowker or Boker.
Mm-hmm. Bowkers, yep.
And now they're saying here, because I did a little research, that you can buy, I could buy 10 ISBN numbers. Is this something, is this what you would refer me to, or do you get them, or should I just go through Bowker and get them?
You can surely get the ISBN numbers from Bowker, but the thing is, what we do is we do have an inside man in the USPTO, so we directly get the ISBN numbers from there. It's going to take hardly 24 to 48 hours to get the ISBN number from there. And it's going to be like it is officially registered ISBN number, so we can use them for the worldwide publishing as well. It can be used for the global publishing.
Okay. So you'll go through, because that's what I was told, is if I had to do them, I could use. But you have your own. Inside, you have your own provider, ISBN providers.
Yep. Okay. Exactly. And which is part of the USPTO, so we get the ISBNs directly. And the thing is, even on the internet, besides the Bowkers, you can get the ISBN number from anywhere else, and the pricing varies from $5 to $10 to $100. Even you can have it for $500, $1,000, but we have different pricing as these are the approved and certified ISBN numbers. So there's going to be no problem either in the publishing, if you are publishing it locally or globally.
Okay. All right. And All right, and is that included in my package, or is this separate?
It's going to be a separate because your package doesn't include the ISBN number. It's just the publishing along with the formatting.
Okay. So what is that? If I get through you, what's going to be this? How much will that be for?
I need to have a discussion with them first, and then I can give you the final exact amount. And besides this, I would like to know, how many ISBN numbers would you like to have?
Well, okay. Well, this is the thing. So we need to I guess at least three, because there's going to be the hard copy, the soft copy, and then how many e-copies are, e-copy. So I'm thinking three at least.
And you were also looking to go for the ebook version as well, right?
Yeah, it's the hard copy, one for the hard copy, one for soft copy, or ebook, or just,
Yeah, so it's going to be one for ebook, one for paperback, one for hardcover, and one for the audiobook.
Okay, that's four.
And yep, it's going to be four of them.
Okay. At least four.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let's okay. That's this ISBNs. Okay, at least four. Well, let's go on the number of four, so far. Okay. Let's do that.
Perfect. And what about the illustrations?
The illustrations. The last few illustrations I'll need. So four ISBNs.
And it's going to be 14 illustrations in your manuscript.
Okay.
So I also need to have a costing for the illustrations as well. What's the usual costing for the illustrations is it varies from $200 to $500 per illustration, but as you're already as you're an existing client and there are going to be 14 illustrations, so it's going to be a lot cheaper than that. But still, I need to have our discussion with the artist. Need to show him all the illustrations that we need to create, and then I can give you a final amount.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good.
Perfect. And for the audiobook, it's going to be a little long process for the audiobook. First, we need to complete the book. Once the book is finalized, then we need to look for the freelancers, the audiobook artist. So it depends on your requirements, which type of you want. You do require a female voice or a male voice, then I will be sharing the samples with you for all the artists that we have. Then you're going to finalize the sample first. You need to choose the sample first. Then we're going to share the manuscript with the artist. Then he's going to provide a sample again for the book, and that's how it's going to be done chapter by chapter.
Okay. We can work on that. I just want to just bring it up. We can push that all the way to after we publish the book. That can be an entire post-process processing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just table that for now. Let's push that to the side of the table.
Sure. We can surely do that for the audiobook, but the illustration and the ISBN is basically the requirements to publish the book.
Okay. But we can still...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's push it, because that sounds like a whole... And I thought about it, too. And now that you bring it up, that sounds like a whole another, almost small project itself,
That's right.
So let's put it to the side. Just focus on just the book. So maybe just three ISBNs for now, and maybe the audio version may happen, maybe it won't. You know, because
no worries, we can discuss this later. That's not going to be a problem.
Yeah. In fact, just get 3 ISBNs. Just not worry about the audio version at all for now.
Perfect.
Yeah, because that sounds like a mini project on top of that. So we'll table it for now. And then I do want to ask, hold on, I think for here, you were asking, like, I was asking this, is marketing. Let's talk about marketing, where I think it says that you were going to, you're going to help me, I guess, on the website, like, that you asked me for, like, different words, like, you can spotlight me on these websites or do something.
It's the SEO, the search engine optimization, so we can, there are going to be a few keywords that we need to enter on the Google, directly on Google, and if anyone search for those specific words or some similar words, then your name or your book's name might appear at the top. That's what the SEO is, which is already included in your package.
Okay.
Besides this, the marketing is a completely different process, and it includes the social media marketing along with the articles, blogs, PRs, and postcard designs, business card designs, bookmarks.
Okay. And I also want to ask, so now I'm seeing here the platform. Publishing platforms, so Ingram or Amazon, they'll be out here. And I want to ask, you know, Barnes & Noble. So if that's one of my – that's going to be like I can go in and get a hard copy of my book to go to Barnes & Noble. I can go into the store because I have a Barnes & Noble here. I'm going to be able to walk into Barnes & Noble and it's going to be in the store.
That's a different scenario, Thomas. What we will be doing is we will be only publishing the book online on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Ingram Sparks, and all of the mentioned publishing platforms.
Okay. So
it's just going to be online over there, and I'm not sure if Barnes & Noble is going to, like, print it and put them in the shelves. There is a possibility that they can do that, but we need to have a word with them. Or the other way is we need to provide them the printed copies so they can put them over there, sell the books for you, and then give you their royalties.
Okay. So this is only. See, I thought this was going to be in the store. So. How do I get into Barnes & Noble? How's that? That's why I came to you guys, to make sure, you know, I could get my book into Barnes & Noble. Like, how do you do that?
We do need to have a word with them. It's going to be either they're going to do it themselves, or we need to provide them printed copies, and then they're going to sell it for us, and we'll share their royalties.
Okay, because, you know, this is the thing I also wanted, and this is, you know, we need to discuss this because I wanted my book to be just like everyone else's book. I can walk into Barnes & Noble and buy my book like everyone else, you know, just like any other book. Do you need, and now let's talk about real publishing, because this is one of the reasons I wanted to traditionally publish, because, you know, and I saw on your website you have, like, Harper's and Collins, and you traditionally publish some books. How could I get, you know, so I can have a hard copy? You know, my goal is to have hard copies in Barnes & Noble sold like all the other books. So how do you do that? I thought you guys could help me to do that.
For that, I need to have a word with the senior strategist, and or I can just simply align your call with them, and he's gonna guide you on this in details.
Okay.
How about that?
So, okay. Sure. Because now, I see, how is it, because I wanted to, in a way I wanted the traditional published so I could get those, the hard copies and books. And once again, I'm going to say this, do you guys, are you guys like literary agents, or can you help me to get a literary agent who, because I was thinking, I've written a query letters, and can you help me to connect with a literary agent who can help my book maybe to get picked up and then really published? Can you do that?
We can surely do that. But as I told you, I need to schedule a call with the senior strategist, and he's going to guide you in details, because I don't have all these information, as I'm just the project manager over here. So just confirm your availability for a call. Let me schedule your call with the senior strategist. He'll give you a call and provide you the details on how to put your book in the Barnes & Noble stores and regarding the traditional publishing and about the literary agent as well.
Great. That's okay. That's good. Because that's my ultimate. I want to be published like all the other books, I go to Barnes & Noble and I want to
totally
see my book.
I totally got your point, Thomas, and it's totally doable.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, okay, let's schedule, let's see, okay, this, how much time do you, let's see, how about, what time is it now? How about this Thursday or
Thursday,
Friday?
Like tomorrow?
Thursday or Friday? Excuse me?
Tomorrow
is Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh, this week is gone already. How about Friday? How about next Monday? Next Monday, same time?
Next Monday, 12 p.m.?
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday, 12 p.m.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah. Wow, this week is nearly, Halloween was yesterday, and I'm like, wow, this weekend. Wow, okay.
All right, so I'm going to schedule a call with the senior strategist, and it's going to be Monday, coming Monday at 12 p.m. PST.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, perfect then. And I'm going to discuss the ISBN illustrations with him as well. And he's going to give you the pricing of the illustrations and the ISBN number as well. And for the... he's going to provide you all the required details for the traditional publishing, Barnes & Noble, and the literary agent as well.
That's great. That sounds really good. Yes.
All right. Perfect then. Anything else for now?
That's all for now. Thank you.
All right. Perfect then. So, Thomas, it was really nice talking to you. Looking forward to have a call on Monday with the senior strategist. Okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.